This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every day, everyone who meets you is going to make a snap judgment.
Yeah.
We all do it.
Mm-hmm.
Look someone up and down, and in an instant, we think we know most everything based on your age, gender, how you're dressed, what you are doing in that moment.
Yeah, you judge people. You're a judgy magoo.
And that has pissed someone off.
Oh, yeah.
Because this woman, Tommy, dealt with, had a right to assume what she did based on how you looked, were acting, standing in front of her.
Mm.
And honestly, even though you were deeply offended, I'm still not convinced she wasn't right about what she said. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So why you got a bee in your bonnet there, buddy?
So, you know, went into the village, conducted a little business.
Okay, what kind of business are we talking?
We're bringing up money business.
Okay.
Yeah, working my money.
Okay.
So, sitting down with the money lady.
You went to the bank, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're just clarifying.
What is the confusing money business?
Yeah. So, we're talking, and she's giving me information,
okay.
And we're telling what I want to do.
Sure.
And then she goes, let me send you my contact information.
Okay.
So the contact information comes on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, now I can show you how to add it to your calendar.
Okay.
I said, well, I know how to do that. She goes, oh, you do? She goes, that's great.
Look at you go.
Like I'm a five-year-old.
Yeah.
Like the way she said it was like, oh, good for you. You know how to use a phone. I'm an adult, man.
Well.
I drove here.
Okay.
Put shoes on.
Uh-huh.
And she said it very condescendingly. She talked to me like I was a five-year-old.
Okay.
But she's probably had to show other people your age how to do it.
Okay, but you don't have to say it like that. Good for you. We're all so proud of you, Tommy.
How old was this woman?
She was like punk ass.
Punk ass?
Like your age.
Okay. So
I'm probably like, she was probably like a Kimmy.
Okay.
How old are you?
So
36.
Oh, my God. You look great. You look good. Looking good, kid. Yeah, so it's like you're right. I got to get Kimmy.
Okay. I don't understand why you're upset right
now. It was the way she said it, man.
Okay.
Like, I know how to do this.
Can I?
And I did it.
Can I just throw something? Did you?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh.
If I check your calendar, it's going to be on there?
I'll pull it up for you right now.
Okay. While you're pulling it up.
Oh, it's still spinning. All right, but anyway, probably the phone.
You're in your 60s, man.
I'm a 66-year-old. Bank customer.
Okay. Guys in their 60s are not known for their technological
prowess. But I could do the best. You even said
what?
You were pretty, for my age, not bad with the tech.
When have I ever said that?
You've said it.
When about you? Bro, you accidentally turned.
It.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll get to that in a second. I'm sorry. You yourself have admitted that you and your wife sometimes have to call your stepkids to have technology stuff explained to you from either Chicago
bro,
or a house in the city around.
We probably call them twice a day.
I am having a hard time. No, because here's the thing. Like, let's take your age away for a minute and all that stuff. The fact that you walked into a bank.
Well, you had to.
Leads her question to be a valid question.
Yeah. Bro,
I'm like, you couldn't do this on the bank app or over the phone or on the internet?
It's probably a regular occurrence at an in-person bank meeting.
Bro, I'm dealing with, you know, my finances. I'm working with like literally hundreds of dollars.
Anybody
moving around.
Anybody inside the bank, you should automatically assume they've never touched a cell phone in their life. All right. So look, you're deeply offended. That's fine.
Yeah.
All right. You're also a guy, despite having nothing going for you.
What do you mean nothing going for me?
That has a lot of pride. You say you can do stuff all the time that you can't actually do. What makes you think you knew how to do this in the moment? Like, you accidentally turned off your ability to text Kimmy and I 2 weeks ago, and I had to go into your phone and change it. And you didn't realize it. Kimmy and I realized it.
Well, that's the phone's thing. It was on the blink.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF. The phone number is 252-9263. The person in this story who should be upset is not you.
Who?
It's actually this girl.
I'm the customer.
You put her in a no-win situation.
Oh, sorry for giving you my money.
All right, you don't have money.
Oh, take my money somewhere else.
You okay? Well, oh, no, $70.
Bag it up. All of the change.
She would have to show you how to do that.
If this woman doesn't assume based on your age that you know what you're doing and you walk out that door, there's a chance that it blows up in her face because you can't figure it out later. Now you're calling the bank or coming back in because no one showed me how to do this. That happens all the time. And instead, she does the polite, good,
condescending,
good customer service mood.
Good for you, honey.
And now you're pissed because she rightfully assumed you were technologically illiterate and was actually impressed when you knew how to do it.
Yeah, but it wasn't like, it was impressed like, oh, look who put their pants on the right way.
Oh, my God.
Good for you.
Bro, I'll be honest. Kimmy and I are impressed you do that on a daily basis.
Put my pants on?
What would you have liked her to do here?
Nothing. Just be quiet.
No, hold. Be quiet, woman.
Not woman.
I'm doing money. The men are talking about money. Be quiet, woman.
Nah, you're making it sexist and it ain't nothing about sexist.
Oh, you want to go back to the ageist? Because that's the argument you're making here, that she's being ageist, assuming you don't know
what
she's doing.
Well, she is being ageist.
Yes, but rightfully so. Rightfully so. Think about the farts that she has to deal with on a daily basis.
The farts?
Old farts walking in there, sitting down with their phone. I want to be able to connect my money to my phone, and I can't. The password is wrong.
And if you screw it up, maybe not so much with this, but other things, like it just creates more work for her, right, to like undo what you did or figure out what you did wrong.
Well, she's getting paid.
Right, but it, you know, it's easier for everybody.
It's the gig.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy went into the bank the other day, as all the young cool cats are doing, and had a sit-down with a woman. At the end of the meeting, he had another thing he had to do, and she sent him her contact information.
Right.
He had to add it to his calendar.
Right.
She goes, I'll show you how to do that. And he goes, no, I know how to do it. She assumed because of him being, you know, looking the way he does, wrinkly, that he wouldn't. When he showed her, she was impressed, actually impressed. And
said, oh, good for you. And she really drew out the you.
Yeah.
You.
Hey, you. There are plenty of things.
Right, what?
Everyone assumes folks can and can't do.
Well, that's profiling.
Based on age. But it goes
both ways. And that's wrong.
Goes both ways.
Mm.
For example, let's say, hypothetically, a 24-year-old blows out a tire driving their car.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Good luck with that, kid.
There you go. What's their first move right now in your head? What do they do the second they blow that
Call mommy and daddy. Okay. I got a flat tire and I don't know what to do.
So they don't know how to change it themselves.
They've never changed one.
If a person in their 50s or 60s pulled over, assuming they would struggle changing a tire, does that make them a dick?
Or helping a kid out?
Okay.
Why don't you learn something?
Kimmy, should that 20-something be offended? Because based on simply their age, that person Tommy's age assumed they didn't know how to change a tire?
No, but I could see them being offended.
Okay.
What, and, some soft boy?
And if you stop to help.
With his little crowbar and can get a change around you.
If you stop to help that person
and
you got chewed out by that 20-something.
Well, chewed out? Right. I'll see you.
You'd think they were the dick, exactly.
Yes.
That's exactly what you're doing
I'm taking my time. Hold on, but no.
Yes.
I'm taking my time out to be a good Samaritan. I'm not getting paid to do this. I'm not Mr. Goodwrench driving down the street.
Is that part of her job?
Yeah, this woman doesn't work at Verizon. She's not your personal scheduler.
Well, she was trying to give me my contact information so I might give her more business. I had other hundreds.
Or accidentally butt dialer occasionally.
I may have wanted to deposit with my butt dialer.
I just don't get how. You could be offended.
Wait till you get old, man. You're so goddamn touchy. You, loudmouth touchy.
I'm touchy.
You are a loudmouth touchy if I've ever seen one.
What am I touchy about?
Loudmouth touchy.
What am I touchy?
If anything's out of order, if he doesn't like a certain jersey or the sneakers don't look right.
Not even
you're a Dolphins fan. Let me tell you something. You're a sad child. You were probably abused.
This has nothing to do with technology.
You were touched by an uncle. That's why you like the Dolphins.
Dear God.
Yeah, that's what you do, man. You're going to be 10 times worse than me, man.
Hurt people try to hurt people.
You already got half the outfit.
And that's what you're doing right now. See, and here's the thing that doesn't bother me because I know that you are in a bad
state.
Old
man in a beanie coming in. Let me tell you something.
Look, I fully admit.
I used to be on the radio.
Wait, what, did you hear something? Look, if you don't want people to assume your skill set based on age or how you dress, you have to commit to not doing that to anybody else. And here's the thing.
I don't.
It is legitimate.
When do I judge people?
Not just you. It is legitimately impossible for anyone to commit to not judging based on age or how somebody looks. You cannot do it. I know we shouldn't do it. And I know the world would be a better place if we didn't do it.
It sure would.
But you can't not do it.
Well, then shut up. Don't.
You said shut up?
Yeah.
Guy doesn't stop running his mouth ever?
People need to start shutting the
history,
hell up.
No, I agree. We should start with you.
Shut up.
Shutty to shutty. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy at WCMF, easiest way to get us. Dom writes us, it's amazing that Tommy cannot understand why he has had his ass kicked so many times in his life. Seriously, man.
Women don't count.
Okay. This woman goes out of her way to be kind. Mm. Oh, my God. How dare you?
It is funny because I do think if she didn't offer that, and let's say you couldn't figure out how to do it, you would have come in here, told her, she didn't even show me how to do it. She just assumed I knew how to do it. I don't know how to do it. I got to go back to the bank so she could show me how to do it.
Preach, sister. And there's another weird thing, Kimmy, I'm seeing in this. And it's not just from Tommy. It's from everyone in his generation.
What I do?
Sometime over the last couple of years,
People
your age have started to see kindness as condescending.
Well, it's how it's delivered.
Well, no. Like, I've noticed this. And tell me if you've had this experience, too, right? Like, I was raised as a kid. But for whatever reason, my dad made it a point. If you see someone that is older than you, you do what you can to help them in any way you can. So hold a door, offer to carry something that's heavy, all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And over the last 2 or 3 years, there's been a handful of times where I've offered to do that, and I have gotten the stink eye, or no, I don't need help, thank you.
Well, because my generation is in better shape than people 30 years ago.
You're picturing your parents.
Yeah.
Okay, no, you're in better shape. Doesn't mean you're in good shape.
I'm in good shape.
No, I will. It happened at a hockey rink a couple of weeks ago. There was a woman, and she was probably in her 60s.
Yeah.
White hair, right? Just an older woman.
She's probably fine.
She was carrying this giant box of T-shirts, and she was obviously struggling with it. And I turned around, and I go, let me help you with that. And she goes, no, I have it, thank you. And she walked away. And I was
like, thought you were going to steal it.
What am I going to do? I'm going to run away with a 30-pound box of T-shirts?
You dress like a looter.
No, but...
You look like every guy I see on those cameras running down the street.
No, thank you. Please go away.
Hey, remember a second ago when he said he didn't judge people based on how they looked? You look like every guy that loots, you just said. And
you dressed to loot.
No, but... But like that woman got upset with me because I was simply trying to help her.
Because we don't want to be.
She has two things going for her, though, because I can understand like, oh, here comes this man thinking he's going to save the day, thinking I can't do it as a woman. It's condescending. It could be perceived as condescending on two different levels for her. And I guess I don't know what it's like to all of a sudden be treated like a toddler. Like you can't do it. Let me help you.
Right.
So I'm sure that. Every generation's going to go through that,
y'all
right?
Are going to get it, man. Oh, man, y'all going
to
get
it. No, but you're not listening to what she's saying.
I know what she's saying.
No, you're not. You're not. She is defending you, and you're not even understanding the point that she's making.
Like, you go from, you know, being perceived as an able-bodied person
to
all of a sudden people think, like, oh, he can't handle that or she can't do that, and I have to jump in and help.
But my generation is very spry. And we're in way better shape than you think.
Bro, I watch you get out of that chair.
But once I get going, pretty good. I'm up those stairs. Takes me 10 minutes.
The reason he has to leave right at 10 a.m. every day is so he can be back here on time the next day to do the show. Because he doesn't get home till 3.
Yeah.
Look, Kimmy, the point that you are making is a valid point. I understand where you're coming from.
Genius.
Here's the thing.
I think everybody's going to have to get over that hump at some point in their life. It's a tough adjustment.
Are you talking about the one in Tommy's back?
And by the way, your humps are coming. Don't worry about it. Y'all getting humps.
And look, I get that it's hard for you to reckon with the idea that you have become disconnected from the actual world.
I'm not disconnected.
No, I mean, you are, though.
We talk about everyday stuff every day.
We talk about everyday stuff every day.
Yeah, we do.
Ladies and gentlemen, the young
every day we talk every day.
Tommy Lee. But here's the problem.
What's that?
Here's the problem. Your generation is letting your insecurities get in the way of the stuff that you told us to do when we were kids.
Like what?
My dad is around your age.
Yeah.
My dad pounded in my head, you do this to take care of people that are around a certain age. Okay, that being said, you're doing it again.
Papa was a rolling stone.
That being said, I know my dad, and if someone offered to help him with something, he would probably feel the same way
you do. Yeah, but he's a big strapping cop.
Okay, he also had a heart attack, and look, he's got gray hair, and he's older.
Yeah.
So, like, for you to teach me when you're
also armed.
For my dad... To teach me when he's in his 20s and 30s to always do this and then get offended when people that were taught the same things do the thing for him that he wanted me to do. That's not fair. What's the message?
It's also a little confusing, too, because I have noticed, and maybe this is just my experience, guys your age have no problem asking for help from people they know, like a family member.
That's what they're there for.
But if it's a stranger, now I'm offended that they're
You're talking Tommy's generation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like my dad will call my husband or my brother over to help him carry something or do something. But if like if a stranger offered to do the same thing, I feel like he would be offended by it.
You know what it is? It's all like that point system of favors. Because like in
your
in the pecking order.
Like you don't have a problem asking for help when you can't do something, but it has to be by somebody you know.
Thoughts?
No, she's absolutely right. I mean, if I had a big strapping son-in-law that looks like, you know, big He-Man, yeah, I'm calling him up. We're moving this stuff.
Yeah, but what if he has tiny nipples?
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
One of the worst Don Ho songs of all time.
Tiny nipples. I don't remember the rest of that song.
I was waiting for you to keep going so I could remember the rest of
something
the song.
Something about champagne.
Look, man.
Yeah.
All I'm asking you to do.
What are you asking me to do? And I'll work on. You know what? I'm going to work on myself.
Just hear me out.
I'm listening.
Hear me out. Have a little more grace for people that are offering to help you.
I'll embrace the help.
No, because look, in all, because you're my friend. I'm being serious when I say this. There is going to come a time sooner than you believe where you are actually going to need that help. And if you reject all of this goodwill, people will stop offering.
When I seriously need help, none of you are all going to help me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because it's
going
to be like body stuff. And you're not going to want to do.
I'm not helping with that.
See, yeah, you help me with the cell phone.
Yeah, yeah.
What if I wet myself?
That affects us.
Good luck.
See?
Yeah. No, I'm not obligated to help a stranger or friend
wipe themselves.
Wipe themselves. Poo, pee. I'm not doing that. No.
If I wet myself,
you're on your own, Pat.
You wouldn't help me.
No. What do you want?
Would you want us to?
What do you want me to?
What
do?
What if I owe you? You want me to sit here and urine?
Well, yes. Mm-hmm. You? We're talking about you specifically.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do?
Change me.
No.
You'll probably have to change me.
You know, yeah, I'll change you.
Were you really?
Can we get your phone out? Okay, here's the thing.
What?
I will change you.
Yeah.
Only.
Really
no. I will change you.
No, no, y'all want to talk? Let's talk.
I didn't say anything.
You change it.
I wasn't talking about changing anybody.
I will change you, but I have two conditions. One, I talk to you in a baby voice the whole time I'm doing it.
All right, go ahead. Start.
Widow Tommy. Oh, no, you wet his pants. We're going to wipe your widow bottom because you wet your pants. And you also have to wear a baby bonnet while I do it.
Okay.
All right.
I'll cover up my balls.
Somebody's fantasy somewhere.
It's all on him.
Not here.
I didn't say that.
Oh, look at, now you're trying to walk away from you.
I just said I got a bladder problem.
Look, man. Kindness goes both ways.
It does.
Shut
up. It's a two-way street.
You're such
man.
A dick. No, you know what?
It's
fine.
Give and take.
Fine. Keep pushing people away. And when you finally need the help and it's not there to be had.
You'll be wearing a baby bonnet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you were a kid, the holidays are the most important time in your life.
Oh, yeah.
Santa's coming, you're getting presents.
Oh.
Stuff at school gets way more fun.
Mm-hmm.
Parties, get-togethers, all that jazz. Some of the best memories you will ever make as a child this time of year.
Absolutely.
But it can go the other way, too. Because if something goes wrong during this time of year,
yeah,
it can ruin it for you forever. And something we found out may have happened totally changes a story we briefly touched on last week. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. So late on Friday, we shared with you an incident that happened in Java, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
Down the street from us here. A train carrying 174 passengers was struck by a car on Thursday evening.
Or it struck a car.
So the story was changed. It says the car struck the train.
Okay. Oh.
So the good news.
What's the good news?
Nobody was hurt.
Which is insane. Man.
Yes. The bad news.
Yeah.
Obviously, the car hit the train.
Somebody needs a new car.
Yeah. And you got to fix that train.
Yeah.
So when we discussed this last week, we assumed that it was an Amtrak train that was hit because there were passengers.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Right? And we talked about what a pain in the ass it would be to have to get off the train in the middle of
nowhere. Oh, yeah, in the cold.
Take a bus to the next stop, deal with all the headaches, get all your baggage. But it seems, in assuming, we made an ass out of all of you and us, because right after we got off the air, we got an Instagram direct message.
What did they say?
Sam wrote us. listening to your show from Java, who gives a crap now, it was a small train that goes on a 35-minute ride.
So this is more of a scenic train.
He called it a Polar Express type of ride that they do every Christmas.
They do it for the leaves changing and all that stuff.
The car hit the Polar Express.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine the chaos on that train?
Is it mostly kids on that, or is it like mixed? Like
it's
old
families.
People?
Yeah, like it'll be a bunch of parents with their kids, I'm sure.
All right.
Yeah.
Even if this is a small car, right?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a fun night for the kiddos, and now you have dealt with a car hitting the train.
Yeah, and we were trying to figure out like if you feel it if you're on the train
or if it just
kind of comes to a slow stop. Like we didn't know like how much of an impact it would have on the passengers, but I think it goes beyond that. It's the rumors that would start when people are trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, that's a good call. You know? That's a good call. And then just being a kid and not understanding, all of a sudden, this fun night has gotten scary. Mm. And it has led us to this question.
What's that?
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Are the holidays the easiest time to create long-lasting trauma for children?
Oh, sure, because your expectations are on high alert. And anything that knocks you off of that is really going to set you – it's going to be way worse.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Like, does everybody listening have a traumatic moment from when they were kids that happened around the holidays? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. And you make a great point there, what you're saying.
Yeah.
Your expectations are high. Therefore, anything that goes below that is going to be a little bit
and
traumatic.
A big bump like hitting a train.
But I would argue even past the train accident here. The two reasons why this might be a legitimate phenomenon.
Yeah.
One – as a kid, nothing is more exciting to your point than this time of year. So if anything happens that ruins it, it will live with you forever. Like, you have waited all year for this.
Yes.
If the opposite of fun happens, it's devastating.
Yeah.
But the bigger reason why trauma might be so prominent at the holidays, it comes back every year.
Yeah, because it's a reminder. And it also becomes a story after a while.
Sure. You got it.
Yeah, and everybody's involved because you got family around. So. Yeah. So it's got to be talked about, you know what I mean? Like, it can't just be, like, a private one-time thing when you got to let everybody know what's going on.
So we had one in my family before I was born.
Okay.
And a big one. But, like, to the day my parents died, they would talk about it. And my brothers, because they were alive for it, will still talk about it every time we talk about the holidays. Because we had a death in the family.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, it was my grandfather. I had a heart attack at my parents' house.
Oh.
And I wasn't around.
Yeah.
You know, and it was right around the holidays, and the old man took a pass right there, you know, and they had the ambulance come and the cops and all that stuff. My brothers are getting ready for school.
No.
They had to go to the neighbor's house, and then they're wheeling grandpa out, and he's just taking a nap, honey. You know? And to this day, they still talk about it. And this, they were probably like 5 and 8 years old.
And they're in their 70s now.
Oh, yeah. And they still, because that's the last image you saw of your grandfather. You know what I mean?
Sure, sure. Again, talking about this train accident that happened out in Java, whatever. We thought it was an Amtrak train that a car hit. We talked about it last Friday. It happened late Thursday night. It was a Polar Express type train.
Probably singing carols and everything.
But past the, you know,
it
comes back every year, the expectations, all of that thing. I think the most important reason why trauma hurts so much during the holidays, there are so many opportunities for things to go wrong this time of year.
Oh, sure, and it's so deflating.
Right, like from the little stuff like a toy you just got breaking or a train accident like this. Because, I mean, look, in the grand scheme, this is a minor thing.
Yeah.
But like the medium stuff, like embarrassing yourself on a stage at a pageant as a kid, pooping your pants at a Christmas party.
Yeah,
to the big stuff. Or like the stuff you just brought up, like a death in the family around the holidays or a terrible diagnosis around the holidays, right? Like that will be there forever. It does feel like no one gets out of the last 4 weeks of the year without having to relive something awful that happened to them back in the day.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. Like for whatever reason, our family has a terrible track record of pets either getting sick or dying around the holidays.
Oh.
Like we had a family, this was when I was a teenager, but we had our family dog collapsed in the kitchen. We had to bring him to the emergency vet. It was like the downfall of our family pet. I mean,
he's just sleeping. He's just sleeping.
Yeah. Look at that, just like grandpa.
And then, like I said, like I remember my parents were gonna have a family over, but they had to tell everybody, "Hey, look, we're change of plans. Got to go to the emergency." Like it was just. And then I think we've had other dogs like either get sick or like eat something where we had to bring it to the emergency vet. Like we just for a we had a good run of living at the emergency vet around Christmas.
Because think about how many like heart attacks happen around the holidays just because of the stress and you're eating and all that stuff. Like it happens a lot in families where, hey, grandpa's been sleeping in that chair a long time, man. He hasn't blinked in a while.
Well, you bring that up. I mean, we had asked, you know, about the trauma that you are dealing with every year, right? Mike writes us, my grandma got run over by a reindeer. They still sing about it today.
No, that was her?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They return the gifts? What?
I just got a message. I'm sorry. Duffy at WCMF from Antonio. He writes us. This is not Christmas related. But he says, I know a guy who lost his dad or lost his father-in-law on Father's Day. He choked on a big piece of steak that he ate without his dentures in front of the whole family.
Without his dentures?
On Father's Day.
Oh, wow. Dad dies on Dad Day.
Well, choking on
kind
steak.
Kind of nailing it,
which
though.
Is the most dad way to
yes.
die.
Yes, because you eat too fast.
Is it? Isn't there usually like a huge increase in emergency room visits around the holidays? I just think like you're doing so many like potentially dangerous activities
that you don't normally do.
That you don't normally do that it just leads to, you know, potentially bad things happening.
I mean, hell, just the cooking, whether it comes to cuts or burns or food poisoning, stuff
and you're
like
rushed
that.
And you're not paying attention.
You got the ice outside, the snow outside. Yeah. Car accidents are more common in the winter. Yeah. You brought up the heart attack stuff, right? Yeah. And then again, just the
increase in drinking.
All of these things. So what is so bizarre about this?
What's that?
With everyone having this trauma that they're carrying year to year every single year and how stressful the holidays get, why do most people love the holidays? Because most people do.
It's just ingrained in us. Because when I have these conversations with my wife and I go, how is this fun? And she goes, well, I love the holidays. I want the kids here. I go, yeah, but it's just work. It's just spinning around doing work and you don't even enjoy it.
But see, that might actually make sense. Because like when it comes to the holidays, like we do the holidays too much. We spend too much. We eat too much.
Yes.
We do too much for our loved ones. We spread ourselves too thin. Are we doing all of that to block out the bad memories we all have of the holidays?
Maybe it is. Or you're hoping you're finally going to get that holiday that you've been dreaming about your whole life. You're finally going to get that Hallmark holiday.
Okay. 252 WCMF. There could be another reason.
Okay.
We'll get to that in a second. But Ron's been sitting on hold again. This story started with a train accident. We found out later after we discussed this on Friday that it was a Polar Express-style train that was hit by a car. Everyone is safe. But, like, that is a traumatic memory as a child.
Derailed for the holidays.
Ron's on CMF. Hey, Ronnie, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. So I was just telling Cammy, if I was a 6 or 8-year-old kid on that train, that's not traumatic at all. That's the most exciting thing that's happened to me in 3 years.
All right, but Ron, walk through this with me, all right? Let's say, you know, normally on these Polar Express trains, like Santa is waiting at the end of the train.
Yeah.
So, like, you're
on the whole North Pole experience.
Exactly. You're going to go see Santa, you're going to sit in his lap, and you can't go because somebody just slid into the train.
It doesn't matter, man. I tell you, when I was a kid, the fire trucks going by the house is the most, you know, that made my day. So,
the
you know, think
things.
Of all the fire trucks and police cars,
you know why.
Man, that was exciting and fun.
He's from Philly. Guys from Philly are dicks. Philly boy. I heard it.
Right, but here's the thing, Ron.
I heard it, and you can't hide it, bro.
Tommy has called Ron out for being Philadelphia before. But
I am not a Philly boy. I'm a New York City guy. My dad was a cop in the city.
My daddy was a cop in the city.
Every time the fire trucks would go by, and I'd get excited about the fire trucks, he'd sit there across the table, and you might have to beep this one. He'd say, Ronald, firemen are
Jesus Christ. Kimmy, you going to let him say that about your husband? Ron, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I did not factor in the little boy fire truck police car.
Okay,
that would be pretty cool. I did not think about that. All right. So, you know, going back with the whole why we do the holidays, maybe we're trying to cover stuff up, like forget about the stuff we dealt with in the past. It could also be we're going above and beyond trying to keep the kids in our lives from ever having bad stuff happen to them around the holidays.
Yeah, you're trying to insulate.
Yeah.
Yes, right?
Like, and that never works.
It is pointless.
I think it is centered around like creating this magical experience for your kids. I mean, that's why you do it, right?
Yeah, I mean, yes, I don't want
and
my...
And then it just becomes tradition.
But again, like, I mean, Tommy's right. Like, you can only insulate so much. They are going to have their own childhood traumas.
Yeah, something's going to creep in there, man. Like, it's life.
There's no, like, these, like, there could be people on this train, you know, that have done it right the entire time, and their 8-year-old is going to remember that moment forever. Yeah. They've spent a fortune on presents. Yeah. They have a wonderful family life. They get these amazing Christmas meals, and, oh, my God, the train got hit by a car.
What if your kid wants to do it again? Like, what if you go on this, you don't get the North Pole, you don't get the experience that you were expecting, but next year your kid's like, well, I want to do it, I didn't get the full thing, like, let's go again.
Yeah, let's go, we'll go.
No, it's canceled. Right. Yeah. It's canceled.
Hey, Santa got hit by the car.
Yeah.
Like, it may not be, I guess, as traumatic as you think, like, to Ron's point.
Okay, all right.
Maybe they're not taking in the reality of it all.
Okay, and that's the best case scenario.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jennifer writes us on Instagram. We were talking about your traumatic holiday moments. Yeah. She writes, we were at my grandma's house, usual Christmas day. All of a sudden, the ambulance started showing up the next door neighbor's house. My cousin and I were watching out the window over the back couch. Super nice old guy next door died. I'm 54. I remember it like it happened yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, seeing somebody go out on the stretch.
Philip writes us on Instagram, my wife's grandpa suffered a major heart attack last year when we were standing up to move the table for Thanksgiving dinner. I did CPR on him for 45 minutes to no avail.
Wait, 45 minutes?
To no avail. They lost him.
My God.
Thanksgiving will never quite be the same.
No. Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. How do you get back together again?
Well, first you got to move the table back.
No, let's not do that. Let's not touch. Leave the table where it is forever and ever and ever. Like how? I
you
mean,
can't.
Look, well, you
Wait,
do,
45
though.
Minutes, man. That's brutal.
But, like, you're going to get back together for Thanksgiving.
Right.
How many? There's not going to be a time until all the family is replaced by family that wasn't there where you're not going to be like, do you remember what happened?
But even then, that's one of those generational stories. That's going to go on for a long time.
Yeah.
Zach writes us, last year on Thanksgiving, I stabbed a hole through my finger putting a knife away, had to go spend 2 hours in urgent care, get my finger stitched back together. It's the only time I've had that happen, and it felt pretty dumb.
Yeah.
You are pretty dumb. You know, maybe we're doing this all wrong.
What do you mean?
Well, maybe instead of getting together and talking about the good times, we should do the opposite. Bring up the bad memories and talk about those. Because it could feel better to get out how you're feeling.
Okay.
Yeah.
That could get pretty dark, though.
Yeah. Well, but here's the thing. Yeah. The other problem with bad stuff happening around the holidays, you're never allowed to talk about it because you don't want to bring people down. Like, even you are criticizing your brothers for always wanting to talk about your grandfather.
Right.
Dying, right?
Yeah.
Like, you bury that stuff deep. And you keep moving forward for the sake of everybody else. But if we all have this trauma, maybe it would be better to compare, contrast, and talk about the stories.
Yeah, but what are you going to do, gather the kids around and say dark stories from the past
or
holidays?
Or you talk about that person just in general, or, you know, like you make it a more, let's do this in their memory.
Because I always hate, like, when people bring up bummer subjects around the holidays because it just kind of brings everybody
down. Which is weird because you always bring up bummer subjects.
I know. I'm guilty as charged.
No,
like everybody else.
But you're the one that hates the holidays.
I do.
So why does it matter if it's a bummer?
Well, I don't want to be bummed out in general unless it's my bum. I got to mind bearing my bum. I don't want to hear your bum.
Wait, okay, so let me share my trauma, but you can't share yours.
Yeah, I'm very selfish that way. I understand that.
Okay.
But isn't that everybody? Like, as soon as I tell you a story, you're going to tell me a story.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to, like...
Story-topping bad situations.
Yeah. And it's just like this circular firing squad of darkness.
But I feel like that's therapeutic. And maybe the way we do it is different because we're going to just make fun of each other's stories. I mean, maybe... And I get that not everyone emotionally is built that way, so it's not. But I feel like more people would be open to that if it was socially acceptable.
All right.
I'm just thinking out loud here. I mean, don't try it without
So instead of giving thanks... Let's talk about all the darkness.
Yeah. Right. Look, I mean, I think that there's a weird, you know, you are giving thanks that the darkness is in the past and that you are not dealing with darkness right now.
The other problem with when people start telling you, like, these dramatic events, some of them are pretty goddamn funny.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's a problem if you start laughing and giggling when somebody's, like, breaking down something which is serious to them, but you find it pretty comical.
I don't know, man. Like,
it's very slapstick, you know what I mean?
Well, like, okay, one of the scariest
what it is.
One of the scariest moments of my life was also one of the funniest moments of my life. So you remember, my dad had his heart attack.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know the story, my dad was reffing. He was about to ref a hockey game. He was at a hockey rink. The guy who was reffing with him goes, "You don't look good. You got to go." So we don't know what happened after that. But what we do know is that he changed. He got in his truck. He drove himself to the hospital. He got to the ER parking lot, said, I'm having a heart attack. They said, go park the car, and he died. And he drove his car into the building, right? And he was dead. They broke the window. They drag him out. They take him in. Now, I get the phone call. My brother hears about it first. I'm on my way to the hospital to get there. And I get in to the floor as they are wheeling my dad out of whatever procedure he just had. They got in there quick. And he is in a bad way, right? He's got stings in his mouth. He's got no shirt on, which was jarring to begin with. He's got tubes coming out of him. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
But his hair was perfect.
Wow, look at that.
He had so much gel in his spiked-ass hair that a car crash, a heart attack, a surgical procedure.
He's missing out on being a spokesperson for whatever product
he uses. That's some hair gel.
But, like, it was this traumatic, horrible experience, and it took everything because my brother is crying and my sisters are crying, and everybody is in this hallway. Like, oh, my God.
Look at his hair, though.
And it took everything I had not to burst out into laughter. That hair.
I know.
That hair stays put.
But sometimes I can't hold it in, man. It just bubbles out of me.
But, like, of all the things that happened, that's the thing I remember the most. And granted, it ended up in a happy story, but I still think if, God forbid, he would have passed away, that would have been the thing that stuck out. All right, let's take a break.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does this keep happening?
So what happened?
Every week on Tuesday, after a victory in Buffalo, and we go, everything's coming together now, this story pops up.
Oh, looking up from here.
Kimmy, what the hell is going on?
I don't know. I didn't know this. Was this man hurt during the game?
Yes.
I still don't understand.
Bad. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Your Buffalo Bills have three games left. They go to Cleveland on Sunday. And like we've been talking about the last couple of days, right? Mm. You have a 99% chance, according to NFL statistics, to make the playoffs, period.
Yeah.
The runway to win the AFC East is right there, and it's easier than people think. So you got a game against Cleveland. You got a game against Philly. You got a game against the Jets. One of those games, all those games have the potential to be close games. Luckily, we have a really good kicker that has performed better than the majority of kickers in the NFL.
The old man.
Yeah, where we had one.
Yep.
Or what happened?
Matt Prater is week to week with a quad injury, according to Sean McDermott.
Which isn't good. So it's like a lingering type injury.
You quad.
He was ruled out right away yesterday by Sean McDermott, which is also not good.
No.
The man that Prater replaced to start the season, Tyler Bass, their actual starting kicker, he just had surgery. He is out for the season.
Yeah.
So that means the Bills have to go find a kicker today.
But at least that's something you could plug right in. I mean, he doesn't need the playbook. I mean, he just has to kick the goddamn ball.
Well, what? Yeah, I see what you're saying. But there have been other teams that have had their kickers get hurt. So I'm guessing a lot of those extra kickers have been scooped up.
I mean, you can't tell me there's some soccer dick or some college kid.
We say this every time, and it is surprising, but there is a lack of kickers.
There ain't. I'm telling you, there ain't. How many? This whole country plays soccer. You can't tell me there's not one guy.
You can just jump in now and start kicking a football.
Yes, you can. If you're a soccer star, kicking that goddamn football has got to be cake.
They tried this. You remember Tony Meola?
Tony Meola. He was the goalie. Saturday Night Live.
He was the goalie for the World Cup team that did really well for the U.S. in the early 90s. He signed a contract with the New York Jets, and he made it like a week, and they were like, go home.
Well, he's a goalie. Get one of them strikers. One of the midfield guys.
Okay.
Beckham. Get Beckham.
I'm going to talk to Kimmy for a little while now.
Yeah, but he bends it. That's not good for field goals.
Thank you. If you could just sit here quietly while we discuss what's happening here. Why does this have to be so hard?
I don't know. It's always something you thought you didn't have to worry about, too, right? Like, oh, we really lucked out with this kicker. Like that.
Yeah.
Check.
Yeah.
Check that box. That's covered. Yeah.
By the way, you can't tell me there isn't another guy on that team right now.
Yeah.
They can kick a field.
Well, there
Ray
is.
Ray Davis is the
But again, this
kicker.
This is a position that's so much more about consistency than anything. And I don't know. Maybe Ray Davis can make a field goal every now and then, but I don't know when it comes down to a game-type situation how often he's going to actually make it, especially when there's factors like wind and so much more going on that you're not just, you know, practicing field goals.
Ray Davis is not going to hit a field goal beyond 30 yards in a live NFL game. Right. It's not going to happen. And it's nice to have him as a weapon when you need an extra point or something.
Yeah.
Right? Like if Matt Prater can turn the game. But yeah, no. No.
You don't want to rely on him.
Well, you got to get somebody. Like you said, you got no backup. No, but I give you these ideas.
I do wonder, it could be another situation. There could be somebody that you have to pull out of retirement again.
Who? Who's left?
Well, McGuire's still around. He was on the field.
Yeah, go. Did you see? He's still alive, by the way.
I know. I just saw him. He got that award.
Yes. I mean, look, Grant.
He was a punter, right?
He was a punter. He is in no shape to kick.
Come on. He's only in his mid-80s.
He wasn't even a kicker when he played. It was Pete Gogolak who kicked those field goals.
I thought it was a punter.
He was a punter and kicker are two different positions.
I thought those guys back in the day, they just only had one position.
Maybe they may have, but he did not kick. I know that.
No.
Is it just me, or does this season in general across the NFL feel like it has been – the old guy redemption season.
Okay. Well, you got Philip Rivers.
You got Philip Rivers. Yeah. Joe Flacco, for me, was a big one, this big storyline this season. Like, there have just been, like, these guys. Matt Prater is a huge storyline in the beginning.
41 years old.
I just think, like, I don't know, for whatever reason, we've had to call on these older dudes to step up.
All right, so maybe there's some retired guy.
They got the retired guy!
No, but maybe there's, like, to Kimmy's point, maybe there's another guy. Well, you're going to have to go find somebody, buddy.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Yesterday in his press conference, Sean McDermott says that kicker Matt Prater will miss the game in Cleveland this week. He is week-to-week with a quad injury. Tyler Bass, the normal starting kicker, just had surgery. He is definitely out for the rest of the year, which means they have to go sign a kicker off the street to go kick for them for the most three crucial games of the season. This does give us an opportunity.
What is that?
To appreciate what Matt Prater has done for this team thus far. Well, I mean, remember, he got off the couch 72 hours before the home opener, and he walked Baltimore off the field.
Okay.
He's hit on 90% of his field goals this year.
This is amazing.
He's 18 for 20.
Yeah.
And one of those misses were past 50. He did hit a 52-yarder, and he did all of it, like Kimmy said, at 41 years old.
It's impressive, man.
But here's the thing. The fun about the old guys coming back, because I'm with you. I had a lot of fun watching the second half, Philip Rivers. He looked like a barrel with a helmet on.
He did. But he threw a nice little touchdown pass.
Okay, he does not throw a nice ball. He looks like he's in physical pain but every time he rears back.
He got it there.
What sucks about these old guys doing well,
what is it?
Eventually something like this is going to happen.
Well, of course, man. They're old.
But that's what I mean. Like, you have this wonderful story, but we never consider it, right?
Yeah,
like, it's never like a discussion.
We should have kind of seen that this wasn't a long-term solution.
Thank you. But here's the thing. It sucks because Matt Prater should have the opportunity to play the whole season based on what he did for us starting the season and how well he's performed.
You got to give it to him. Got to give him the chance.
No, those are old muscles you're pushing, man.
252-WCMF. I'm going to take this call because this could be a thing, and if it happens, I am going to be deeply disturbed.
I don't rule it out,
Chris is on CMF. Hey, Chris, how are you, buddy?
Morning, guys. There's a big name out there you may not want on your team, but he's a veteran kicker, Justin Tucker.
So for those who don't know, Justin Tucker, he kicked for the Ravens. He was a hell of a kicker for years. He got in the same trouble that Deshaun Watson, Browns quarterback, got in when it came to sexual assault allegations involving
not great
masseuse, and he's been out there. Chris, I can't imagine they're going to do it, but now that you brought it up, I'm horrified they're going to do it.
Yeah, I don't see Buffalo the type of team to do that, but like that's a big veteran kicker in big situations, playoffs, cold weather. But, I mean, with that history, I mean, look what they did with Matt Ariza or whatever, the punter.
Yeah, so I mean that leads me to believe it ain't going to happen. But Chris, thanks for the call, buddy. No, because that did cross my mind last night.
All right, no guys under litigation.
Thank you. That would be a good call. There is one more guy that somebody brought up, and I'm only bringing up this name so you can go and find him.
Oh.
Connor, amongst other people. You guys remember the name Rodrigo Blankenship?
Yes.
First of all, great
but
name.
Didn't he
that
like,
sounds like a wine.
But didn't he like get like a case of like where like wasn't he missing every
the yips? He got the yips.
Yeah, is that what they call him?
Old.
So he's young. He's not an old guy, but he's been doing this new project on social media, looking for a job from the NFL.
Go get that kid.
Where he will recreate the most pressure-filled kick of the week.
Okay.
Oh, and then he does it
and kicks that NFL.
So he's trying to make a case for himself. Well, like I'm good now. My yips are gone.
Yes. That's the kid.
No, but here's the thing, but, man. It's easy to be in a park by yourself.
Bro,
and hit
you
that.
Can't get picky.
Yes, you can. You got 3 games to go.
No, you're saying there's not a lot. There's not a lot of pickings out there.
Not a lot of pickings.
Ain't. If you're saying there's nobody out there and this kid's good, go get him.
I don't know if he's good. He was so not good that he can't get a job.
If it's a blowout, it won't even matter.
Yeah, bro, it's the last 3 games of the season.
Ooh, bro. First of all, you're playing two You're playing a bunch of chumps this week.
Okay, I'm not worried.
Cleveland?
I'm not worried about the Eagles game. I think the Bills handle business. I am terrified of this Browns game, and
why?
I am terrified of that Jets game.
The Browns have 3 wins. Right?
Yeah. What did the Dolphins have when we saw them?
No, but that was really
interesting. I don't know. What, the Falcons have 4? Do the Falcons only have 4 wins all season, and we're one of them? Yeah, we don't play well against bad teams. You had to come back against the Saints?
You better step up.
That's what I'm saying, stupid.
Everybody's got to step up.
252 WCMF, you know, you did. Kimmy brought up the old guys.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff's got one hell of an idea.
All right.
Jeff, you're on CMF, buddy. What's up?
The Scott Norwood Redemption Tour.
Oh!
Just saw him on
How
TV?
Old is he?
He's got to be in his 60s.
He looks old as crap. And that was with makeup and lighting.
Well, bro, his rookie year, I think, was 83. And he played in the original USFL.
Oh, wow. All right, yeah. So he's got to be my age.
Yeah, well, probably, yeah. I don't know if he's that old, but.
I bet you him and I are the same age.
Movie right there.
Yeah, no, I mean, Jeff, I wouldn't hate it if I wasn't confident his leg would fall off. He's old, man. He's so old.
He's old, fat, and bald. Sure.
But it'd be great to watch.
Jeff, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Somebody tweeted Matt Gay.
Is he still, how old is he?
31?
No. Really?
All right.
I think so.
All right. Look, we can sit here
unless maybe he was signed by the Niners.
All right, so you're going to find out quickly, I'm assuming, because they got to pull a movie for Sunday.
They've probably got 4 guys either that came in last night or will be working out today.
All right, so you have your answer.
Yes, I just, you know.
I think you're overthinking this, man.
You're an idiot.
I think that's one of the easiest goddamn things for these professionals to do. Guy's got one thing to do.
Multiple Super Bowls have been lost on missed field goals. Multiple AFC, NFC championship games.
I'll tell you why. Because you get in these guys' heads. You just leave them alone.
You're an idiot.
You overselled it. You overthink it. Oh, the wind is just a touch. Proper shoe. The footing has to be right.
You're the dumbest person I've ever met in my life.
And this is the dumbest thing you get to do on a football field. Just kick a goddamn ball.
I hate everything about you. Everything about you.
Well, that wouldn't change either way.
Okay. Let's take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.